From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Companies owned by three Republican Utah legislators got up to $2.7 million as part of the federal coronavirus aid program. House Speaker Brad Wilson, Senator Jerry Stevenson, and Representative Mike Schultz received at least $1 million in loans for their businesses. Wilson and Schultz run home building companies. Stevenson oversees a nursery and garden center. The information out of the Treasury Department does not reveal exact amounts, and there is no evidence of special treatment, according to the Associated Press. The figures show more than 50,000 businesses and nonprofit organizations in Utah receive loans totaling nearly $4 billion. A Salt Lake City bar owner wants the state to allow cocktails to go to make up for lost revenue because of the coronavirus pandemic. While restaurants have been able to offer takeout, bars without kitchens have not had many options besides reopening. Katie Willis, who runs the Quarters Arcade Bar, is proposing selling sealed container cocktails for customers to take home.
I think that this is something we need to push for. It's very pro-business, so I think that we can really make a change here because this is about the survival of businesses in Utah.
More than 30 states have already implemented similar programs since the pandemic started, according to the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States. In another effort to change Utah's liquor policy, two Democratic lawmakers have asked the governor to allow people to order beer with their grocery deliveries. More than 600 residents in Utah's long-term care facilities, such as nursing homes, have tested positive for COVID-19. It's particularly alarming since people older than 65 are considered to be at high risk for contracting the virus. Utah has more than 300 long-term care facilities, and so far 221 of them have had at least one case of COVID-19. About 42% of Utah's COVID-related deaths have also been long-term care residents. As of yesterday, the state had seen more than 26,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The State Department of Health reported 564 new cases yesterday, 4 additional deaths, and 49 new hospitalizations. Some Salt Lake County residents with criminal records will have an opportunity today to have their slate wiped clean. The county mayor's office organized the Remote Expungement Day. More than 65 attorneys volunteered to help people determine if they are eligible and how to achieve it. A federal grant will pay for the fees. As of yesterday morning, 684 people had signed up. The mayor's office says criminal records can create barriers to jobs and housing, and that clearing them will help people successfully reintegrate into society and reduce recidivism rates and homelessness. The Jordan School District has approved a schedule for reopening in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The district board vote requires students to be in classrooms Monday through Thursday and then follow a plan of at-home alternative learning each Friday. Officials say the schedule is only for the fall semester and then they'll reassess. Parents who are not comfortable sending their children back to school buildings will have an option for online learning. On the Navajo Nation, health officials tallied 27 new coronavirus cases and one additional known death yesterday. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez notes Arizona has the highest percentage of COVID-19 cases in the country and says that's concerning since the reservation spans that state plus New Mexico and a portion of southeast Utah. Millions of Americans have relocated because of the pandemic, and that's according to a recent survey from the Pew Research Center. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports most are young adults.
The survey, given early last month, shows that 22% of Americans either have moved or know someone who has. That translates to more than 72 million people. Devera Cohn says the most affected group was younger adults who were forced to move when campuses closed. She wrote the report.
In all, 37% of young adults, that is, those younger than 30, either moved or know someone who did for reasons related to the coronavirus outbreak.
But that's not the main reason for all people moving. Cohn says about 30% of those who have moved say they did so to avoid contracting the coronavirus. She says the next step is to see whether these people stay where they are once the pandemic calms down. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.